Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer the questions you have regarding the upbringing of your children. And the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have with us Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Because of you, I laugh a little harder. I cry a little less and I smile a lot more. Well, that's what I have a feeling towards my friends. And when we have such feelings towards our friends, we have responsibilities towards them. And today in our episode, we're going to talk about responsibilities towards friends. And Professor Salman Nakavi is going to help us. Professor, talking about responsibilities and making our children responsible towards so many things, friendship is a very important bond in our lives. Do we have responsibilities towards our friends?
Yes, we need to understand that, number one, it's important for our children to have friends of their same age, the peers who can they can have a bonding with them, and which is beneficial to all of them. They need to have friends whom they can confide in. They need to have friends whom they can be a little feel free with them in discussing things and ideas which are important for them. So it is very important. You can't deny this. You can't say that let my child grow up without having friends. He should be in solitary confinement as far as reaching out and bonding with others is concerned. You cannot stop him from doing so, and you should not stop him from doing so, especially nowadays. A lot of parents are thinking about homeschooling. They want their children to study at home. So one of the downsides of this thing is that the friendships develop in schools. Yes, the problem today is that we have difficulties in finding good friends for our children. We need to help them and assist them in developing bonds of friendship with the appropriate people.
Yeah.
We need to be concerned with the fact that, not with the fact that they're making friends, but we need to be concerned with the fact that what type of friends they are interacting with.
Yeah.
So we need to be able to teach them and to make a responsible decision, a conscious decision about what friends they need to adopt and what type of friends they need to remain aloof of.
Yeah.
So there are many things that one should find in a friend. One should be trustworthy of a person who is truthful, who is sincere, who is in his behavior of a behavior which is not abusive, not letting one down. by abusing him or criticizing him or whatever. So you need people to interact with positive friends. So we need to help set some guidelines to our children, for our children to look for what in their friends. You need to set guidelines and say to your child that, look, number one, you need to find a friend who can help you improve yourself.
Exactly.
Whether it's in your studies, a friend who can help you in your studies. You can work together and become better in your studies.
Yeah.
Or in your conduct and behavior, in becoming good human beings,
yeah.
In becoming good Muslims. Find friends whom you can pray together with. Go out together to attend majalis and gatherings which are important as religious human beings.
Yeah. So we'll discuss more things with you after a short break. Dear listener, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Akavi, and we are talking about our responsibility towards our friends. While talking about friends, your friends make you actually choose the path towards the prosperity or towards success again or towards
towards disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have a relationship with friends who take you into a destructive relationship. You carry out things which are not allowed, which are not permitted in society or according to our religious principles and values. They engage in activities which, if you, under peer pressure, start doing them those things, then you will also be relegated to a very small status. So you need to make your child understand, look, you need to manage and you need to develop a group of friends who you can depend upon and rely upon to perfect yourself. And you should be in such a way that if somebody evaluates your group, he gives you high grades for that.
Yeah.
That look, what a beautiful and what a cohesive group there is, who is working for the betterment of their own betterment.
Yeah.
And they're working for the betterment of the society.
Yeah.
I mean, so even at school age, even at high school age, even at college age, the friends can get together to carry out so many activities which are for the society, for the betterment of society, for improving the society,
yeah.
Instead of making it a worse place to live in.
Yeah.
As a group of friends can bring about so many changes in their surroundings, in their neighborhood, in their school, in their college. They can become examples and role models of a group activity for many others.
Yeah.
So we need to bring this home to our child, that you are responsible for developing good, positive relationships with other children whom you can work with, especially of your own age. And you can, you need a person, you need to be working in a group, as a team, to work, whether at studies.
Yeah.
Somebody is good in something, in some subject, the other is good in another subject, they help each other to overcome their problems and overcome their deficiencies and those things which they lack in. Or they can also become a good team in helping others out also, outside their group.
Yeah. So what is important is that it should be both ways. Like, I should not be expecting my particular friend should be having these particular qualities. He should be taking me towards the prosperity. I should also be myself feeling responsible. Whosoever I am friends with, I should be guiding them towards the right path. Well, we can discuss more on this after a short break, dear listeners. stay tuned with us.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have Professor Salman Nakavi and we are discussing what are our responsibilities towards our friends and how do we teach that to our children? Well, Professor, there is a very beautiful verse in Surah Furqan, probably it's the verse number 28, that says, woe to me, I wish I had not taken that particular person as my khalil, as my friend. This verse teaches us a lot in itself, like your friends can actually determine the way of your prosperity and again, the way of your disaster. So we got to be very careful in choosing friends. And you had been discussing that we also, when we make friends, we have to be responsible that we don't show them some disastrous path. It's our responsibility to be leading them towards prosperity. What are your more comments on that?
Yes, we have in the holy verse of the Quran, in the Surah Fatwa, where it talks about Muhammad Rasulullah. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشَدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. So basically the Ummah of Islam, of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are friends, they are bonded together in bonds of mercy and love to each other. So we need to develop a society which is based on this bonding. And the bonding is based on the faith. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. All faithful people, all believers are bonded in a bond of brotherhood.
Yeah.
So this brotherhood has to be developed in forms of small groups which work together. So this has to be learned from the beginning of, from a very early age. In early life, we need to be able to develop bonding with people who are going to become our friends, whom we are going to be identified with, and whom even in the day of the hereafter, the day of judgment, we will be also judged based on what types of friends we have been making. So, is making friends and bonding and having these relationships, they are very important in the development of human society and in the development of an individual. As an individual, a person who wants to excel and perfect himself in the spiritual sense and elevate himself to the proximity of Allah Almighty, these friendships have to be developed in a positive way. So we need to teach our children ourselves, we need to become examples and role models for our children in how we bond with our others.
Yeah.
And how we deal with them and how we make friends. And secondly, to give them guidelines that this is what you should be looking in a friend who is faithful, who is reliable, who is truthful, who is sincere, who is ready to sacrifice his time, his money for you and for that group. And you are ready to do the same for him. وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. This is important for faithful and believing people, human beings. And تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. And وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِسْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. So we should be working together and cooperating and collaborating to carry out things which are based on taqwa.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Professor. That was all the time we had for today. Thank you for guiding us with so beautiful tips. Thank you so much to our listeners who are listening to IRIB English Radio. And if you want to listen to our programs again, you can go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab, COI, Call of Islam, and you'll find an archive of our programs over there. You can also listen to our small clips on the social media platforms by typing Call of Islam. Thanks so much for being with us. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way. big and small.